That was the lab.
And?
Negative.
Oh.
Iguanodon, really? Is that your best shot?
Kind of. It's rare.
My report said unique DNA on a rock sample of extraterrestrial origin. The Valle Committee is meeting right now. If we don't send something better than rare, they'll loan us like a metric ton of meteorites. No more Millardón and no more Hicksville rocks. Andale.
Okay, this has nano diamonds.
Brachiated H3 chrondite with H5 and LL inclusions.
Uh-huh.
And a lightly whipped fudge center.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Earth to Adam. Get involved. It's your future too, you know.
Oh, sorry. Lightly whipped.
Whip it up. Mix it up. Make it up. Max it up.
Bad dreams, I can understand, but ever since that windy night, he's been... What is this?
Sleep deprived? Talking to himself, gazing at the sky.
The sky is interesting.
Teeth freshly brushed.
Basic hygiene.
Is that deodorant?
Relax, amigos. I know why this boy is unproductive.
Why?
In my village, we have a saying. It takes two to tango.
Tango in Mexico.
La cucaracha, whatever. It's a metaphor. It takes two, baby. Allow me to explain. Round and around in a stable orbit revolves the asteroid.
Cold and lonely.
Never meeting anyone. Solo, like you.
Boring story.
Then, at last.
Arrived.
A destiny encounter. With a one in a million stellar body. His world comes tumbling down. Be told you could stay alone, grow old, and save yourself, I guess. A human should be an island in a vacuum of nothing, trouble-free but passionless. When the years have passed,
the royals
wish,
would you rather
a lifetime of personal space or a moment of fire? Look down in the heat of the night if your partner consents and the feeling is right. Just fall, be a meteor. Entwine your rotation, be bold and unscalable. Love and relation will make the void bearable. Chest to chest, as far as you can go. Let your energy flow. This is the spirit of tango. Olé!
So, he's lovesick?
A taste of honey, forbidden fruit, can do this to a man.
I'll call the doctor.
Hang on.
I feel your pain, my friend. You had a great time. But she acts like you don't exist.
Like she doesn't exist.
Oh.
An imaginary girlfriend?
I hate fake people. I'll get more samples.
I mean, the night of the storms, something happened. Or did it? And I saw something that can help this search. Or did I? I can't remember. Maybe I am going crazy.
No one goes crazy around here without my professional help.
Thank you for coming, Dr. Rukula.
No problem. Lucky for you, Adam, I specialize in missing memories.
I don't remember asking for a doctor.
Yes, I hear that a lot. The human head is like a mystery box made of lead, but now science has the key. Lie back, relax while the unconscious unpacks. Close your eyes and describe what you see.
You are feeling sleepy, you are feeling sleepy. Tell us all about it. Let's unlock your mind and reveal what we find inside.
7 years old at a child's birthday party. It's cold and there are no presents for me.
Good, good. Fast forward, fast forward.
You are feeling sleepy.
I'm not
fast forward.
Last Monday night.
Aha, yes.
Myself is a flower with roots in the pool of cosmic consciousness.
Interesting.
The eyes enter, I feel connected, lost in a kiss, stars coalesce.
Must be a joke, Doc. It seems like some other guy's taped over your show. It's happened before.
Let's keep our minds open. Adam, rewind. About the eyes, tell me more.
You are feeling sleepy. You are feeling sleepy. Tell us all about it. Unlock your mind and reveal what you find inside.
More than real. Then we had a fight, she fixed her hair and disappeared.
See, Dr. Rukula, now we know what happened.
An elaborate experience, but we have to be scientific. No new bruises, no evidence of any kind.
Just a feeling. The Earth, surrounded by black. Am I going crazy?
No, quite normal. Paranoia, emotional instability, lucid dreams, magical beliefs, the sense of adolescent omnipotence resists emerging real-world limitations and interdependence, necessitating rebirth of the process of separation and individuation.
Oh.
Grow up. Move on.
You mean, forget her?
The Dream Woman. Of course. Obsessing on such fantasies will poison the mind.
But what if she's not poison? What if she's the cure?
Please. Science has all the answers it needs without apparitions. If it can't be proved, it can't exist.
What if it's real in some way we don't understand yet? Like fireballs falling from the sky for millions of years, before people had a clue what they were.
I, for one, choose to believe your experience, Adam. And it feels liberating.
An inch of night, completely black, with nothing there to see. Turn up the brightness, starlight, it's awfully galaxy. The truth revealed in skies above may be too big for minds to know. I've got a feeling, and that's enough. Belief clings, but faith lets go. Tell me, how can you know
there isn't someone out there thinking it over. Tell me, how can you know there isn't someone right now learning to fly into space? It's a place that can be somewhat overwhelming the way it expands, you know, on and on and on.
It's infinite.
But I don't feel small, huddled off on this tiny pale blue dot, 'cause I hope a lot. Though space feels big right now, we might grow into it. When I was a child, I experienced mystical things I can't explain. I was afraid, I closed my eyes. The moment never came again. But we might grow into it.
An endless void.
But we might grow into it.
An imponderable vacuum.
But we might grow into it.
A spatio-temporal abyss.
But we might grow... Hey, wait a minute, Adam. What was your one?
You know, a vacuum.
Aha!
Is she all right?
Well, at her age, you know, they can go slightly...
I'm back! What's the last thing Adam said under hypnosis?
The blonde woman disappeared.
Fixed her hair and disappeared.
So, the imaginary girlfriend has imaginary hair?
Not imaginary. Real, long, and blonde.
Hey, Mama.
Scan it.
Amazing.
Nice, is it?
Very thin. Almost clear. The DNA is human.
Oh.
Ish.
Really?
But genetically engineered. Nordic, with substitutions. Persian cat, soybean, an extinct variety of cowrie shell, and this alphanumeric coding. Well, I'll be. Claire de Lune Biotech, 2099.
Huh? 2099. You mean... Wow!
Wow! Your girlfriend's from the future. Now it all makes sense. Why she didn't call ya from umpteen decades hence.
We all know that it's cooler to wait a day or two. 84 years, that's harsh.
But what you gonna do? Wow! Wow!
Remote and mostly human, that's just your kind of girl. Shame she had to zoom off, she really rocked your world.
All these years of theory, and now my greatest case, contagious mass hysteria, is clearly taking place.
She's from the future, from the future, from the future. She's from the future, from the future.
I don't know how you did it, and I don't want to know. But the DNA's confirmed, and there are funding good to go. The lab boys lock the sample and urgently request. You push ahead with plans to get your hands up on the rest.